Novel Audio presents Slobberknocker, My Life in Wrestling, as told to Scott E. Williams by Jim Ross with Paul O'Brien. Read for you by me, Jim Ross. To my best friend, biggest fan, and the love of my life, my wife Jan, I miss you dearly. I would also like to take a moment to offer a special thank you to Scott E. Williams, who passed away suddenly on August 17, 2016. He was 46 years old. Scott was instrumental in the foundation of this project, from gathering facts and source material to interviews which appear in this book. There are no words for the appreciation we have for him, his hard work, and his writing, not only on this project, but the numerous wrestling books he wrote during his career. We lost a good one. And Scott's memory will live on through his family, friends, and stellar work. Thank you, Scott. We miss you.
Forward by Vincent K. McMahon. When Jim Ross first came to work for WWE back in 1993, little did I know then that nearly a quarter century later, JR and I would still share a bond built on mutual passion for the business we love, and even more importantly, an enduring friendship based on respect for each other. For the better part of two decades, the WWE universe has embraced JR as the voice of WWE. It is JR's voice that painted the pictures, crafted the stories, and created a whole new dimension to all our favorite superstars each and every Monday night. Indeed, JR was our tour guide through an era that changed sports entertainment forever. In fact, JR is still considered by most to be the greatest announcer of all time. Jim's contributions behind the scenes were equally as impactful. As head of talent relations, Jim proved an insightful, creative, and dedicated senior executive, signing a plethora of legendary talent during his tenure who were essential to building WWE into what it is today. No one appreciates what Jim Ross has done for WWE more than I do. His contributions to our industry are as legendary as his character and will leave an indelible mark for generations of WWE fans to come.
Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. That John Wayne quote stuck with me so much over the years that I even had it printed on my coffee cup at home. The Duke always faced down his fears, always won in the end. But as I hid backstage at Philadelphia's first Union Center, I didn't feel much like saddling up at all. As a matter of fact, I was so terrified of what was about to happen that I began puking in the sink in front of me. What am I doing here? I thought to myself between heaves. The biggest professional night of my life, and I was alone, in full tuxedo, having a Tony Soprano-like panic attack in an empty shower room. By my time, the main event was next, and I knew I would soon have to leave my hideout and go before the world. 20,000 in attendance, and millions watching at home was a scenario that I had dreamed about as a boy and worked hard to achieve as a man. But this night, it terrified me. WrestleMania 15, March 28, 1999, was, at that point, the biggest night in our business. World Wrestling Federation was on fire, and its two top stars, Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock, two of my all-time most memorable signees, had independently lobbied management for me to return and announce their main event match. Their stratospheric professional rise intersected starkly with my own personal low. While Austin and The Rock were demolishing box office records and pay-per-view buy rates, I had been off TV for a few months after suffering a devastating family bereavement, and my second bout of Bell's palsy. Because of the resulting